We continue 11 lines up from the bottom on Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. Again, continuing with the discussion of Nosein Tam Lifgam, but a different halacha now. We're going to analyze two statements. One statement made by Reish Lakish. Not sure which version is correct, and that's what the Gemara is going to analyze. Amar Reish Lakish, Nosein Tam Lifgam Sha'amru. The Nosein Tam Lifgam that we've been discussing, Lo Sha'yomru Kadei Rezu Chaseira Melech Yaseira Melech. Chasera tavlin is seira tavlin. We're not talking about where the dish is missing something, and that's why it's nosim tam lifgam. It's missing a spice or something. Ela kol she'ein chasera klum ve'ein ne'achelas mipnei zeh. The definition of a nosim tam lifgam is if the item which is iser, which is being mixed in, is on its own, has the power to make it pagam. And as a result, it's ein ne'achelas. Rashi makes sure to say it doesn't mean it's totally pogam, it's even pogam a little bit. But the point is that according to Reish Lakish's first opinion, nosein tam lifgam is only if the item, the iser item which is being mixed in, inherently is pogam. Inherently, it ruins the rest of the dish. As opposed to if the item itself is not necessarily pogam, but unless it has other items mixed in with it that create the pagam, that would not be considered an example of nosein tam lifgam. According to Reish Lakish, his first view, that would be considered a nosein tam lishvach. Right now, the first version of Reish Lakish is a chumra, as Rashi says, that nosein tam lifgam only applies if the item which is usher, which is being mixed in, is the item that on its own creates a pagima. However, there's an ikad amri. The ikad amri, amri shlakash nosin tam lefgam she amru ein omrim kederuzu chaseira melech yeseira melech chaseira tavlin yeseira tavlin elahashta mia hapagma. Rather, says the second version of Reish Lakish, it doesn't go based on whether the item itself inherently creates the pagam, but even if the item doesn't necessarily create the pagam on its own, but with the other items mixed in, it now creates the pagam, doesn't matter. That's still considered a nosein tam lifgam. So the item that's being mixed in, the iser item that's being mixed in, doesn't have to be inherently pogam. But as a result of the mixture, the combination that creates pagam, that is also considered a nosein tam lifgam. Now, Rabbi Avo is going to prove that the second version of Reish Lakish is correct, which is going lekula. So it begins the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol shetayma umamasho aser, pras. First, they said anything that has flavor and substance, an iser flavor with the iser substance in the pot, obviously you cannot eat it, and you get malchus if you eat it, so long as vizel kezais bechdei achilas pras. That's assuming you eat it in the time of kedei achilas pras, the time it takes to eat a pras. Time of loma mashu, aser v'ein lokan alav. If you only have the iser taste imparted into the dish, but not necessarily the substance. So in other words, you have an iser which gets mixed into the dish, but it's only a liquid, so you don't have the substance there. That's also usher to eat because it produces an iser flavor. However, you don't get malchus for it because the tam, the assumption right now, is that the taste doesn't create enough of an Iker, we don't say tam ki iker doraisa, by other foods that are not basar v'chalav. We'll talk about that in a little bit more. We'll get into that. But that's not the point of our Gemara. The proof for Rav Yochanan, the proof for Reish Lakish is over here. V'im riba tam lifgam mutter. But if you added a tam lifgam, if you added a bad taste to the dish, then it would be permissible. So the Gemara says, "Riba tam lifgam." What a strange language! Vlema im nasan tam lifgam mutter. Just say if you put in tam lifgam. Why do you say if he added tam lifgam? Well, says the Gemara, "Kamash milan." That's clearly a proof. The af algav to ika mili achra naisa to pagma bahadei. That tells you that even if there are other items in the dish that help create the nosein tam lifgam already, and you're just adding on to it to make it more. In other words, it's not nosein tam lifgam on its own. It's only nosein tam lifgam with the mixture of everything together. It's still considered nosein tam lifgam, and the dish is going to be aser, which is like Reish Lakish's second approach, v'hilchasa kalishna basra the Reish Lakish. And the halacha follows that Reish Lakish's second version. Now, I mentioned before this idea of taima umamasho. So this isn't dealing with our case specifically about nosing tam lufgam, but it is important the discussion to have the question of time when you have the flavor and the substance of the item. Clearly, the item is going to be usher because you have not only the tam, you actually you're tasting the tray for the iser food, and that's a problem. But time of loma mashal, if you only have the taste but you don't have the substance, how far do we take that? So therefore, there's a machlokas tam ki ikar doraisa or tam ki ikar lav doraisa. And as a general rule, we say when it comes to basar v'chalav, tam ki ikar is doraisa, that just the taste alone makes it ikar, and therefore it's iser doraisa. But by other items, we usually say tam kicker lav doraisa. But it makes it a little bit strange because Rashi's example on samach zayin amabez of when you have the taste that is imparted into the food and not mamashus, he says kigon chalav shenafal kadeira or chalav shenafal nimuach she'en mamasho be'en. The assumption is that Rashi is saying it's chalav that fell into a pot. Well, fell into a pot of what? The understanding is, as the way Tosas learns it, is that if it was chalav that falls into meat, but if chalav falls into meat, you have a case of basar v'chalav. So that's a very strange idea that Rashi is saying to prove his point of tam kikr lav d'oraisa, because if it's basar v'chalav, it's tam kikr d'oraisa. So you could say Rashi never said that that the milk falls into a meat dish, it could be a different dish of iser. That's one way to answer it. But the assumption here that we've been learning that is that Rav Yochanan is of the opinion that tam ki'ikar lav de'oraisa. That's how you can extrapolate from Rav Yochanan. Tosos is long Tosos here, which argues that you don't have to say that tam ki'ikar, according to Rav Yochanan, is lav de'oraisa. So that's part of the discussion that comes up over here. But bottom line, for our purposes, nosin tam lifgam is going to be mutter, even if it's not pogamed on its own, but without the assistance of other things, to create the pogam, that would make it a case of nosin tam lifgam, and it would be mutter for consumption.